Eli Kraft pass caught by Colin Cook for a touchdown. Took it to 47-0, and time expired for the half. I'll take you through the quarterback stats. Javarian Smith for the Lancers was 5 of 15 passing for 62 yards and an interception and 1 yard rushing on 4 carries. And for Harbor Beach, Eli Kraft was 6 of 9 for 87 yards and a touchdown and had 8 carries for 103 yards and 3 touchdowns. Also for Harbor Beach, leading the rushing way was Austin Seltz, 135 yards on 10 carries for 2 touchdowns. Starting to rain out here. It looks like a game where some of the younger kids for Harbor Beach are going to see some pretty good playing time in the second half, which is good experience for those kids. Oakland Christian, just not quite the team, but it is their first trip to playoffs, and it's a step up for them. Hopefully their program can grow from this, learn a lot from this game, but it's been a pretty lopsided game so far in the first half.
Michael, Dave here. Just wondering, first of all, good point on the Harbor Beach getting off to a faster start. I think that's kind of what you were looking for, maybe even more so. Is there anything a Harbor Beach team can do or learn from this game? I know it's a blowout, but what have you seen from them so far?
Basically, what they can learn from a game like this is to try not to get overconfident for the following week. It's a game that you got to try and prevent injury in the second half. Let a lot of your subs play, let a lot of the younger kids get playing time, and then try and just keep healthy and keep ready and healthy for next week. And hopefully they can get these younger kids some playing time in the second half and just finish out this game.
We're currently checking in with Mike Meisner, our in-game correspondent from the Harbor Beach Oakland Hills Christian game and the other side of this district. And it's been all Harbor Beach, 47-0 at halftime. Mike, we will check with you after the post game. Hopefully with a Laker win over here as well.
Talk to you guys then.
That's Mike Meisner. When we return, we will check in and break down the first half here in the one-point game. Lakers 14, Bath 13 in the second half coming up.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 65 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
The Polaris Holiday Sales Event is on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond now through December 31st. Find rebates up to $1,000 on select 2013 Polaris ATVs and Ranger side-by-sides. Ball Equipment is giving an extra special push on 2013 Sportsman 400 and 500 models with a $400 Polaris rebate. Tis the season for Polaris giving at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. So hurry on over to Ball Equipment for great quality Polaris products at affordable prices. Financing as low as 2.99% for 36 months and 5.99% for 60 months. It's the Polaris Holiday Sales Event going on now. Save on Polaris ATVs, snowmobiles, and Polaris accessories. Plus, you'll also find other great savings at prices you can afford. But don't wait or you'll miss out. Call or stop in and see what Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond can do for you. Offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rebates based on credit worthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
The Lakers leading by one at halftime. And the Laker marching band is on the field. We just heard the Bath marching band out there as well. The Fighting Bee marching band, I guess you'd call them. And we're going to check with Dave Hansen. How exactly did we get to a one-point game at halftime? Mr. Hansen, take it away.
Well, it got off to a fast start. The Bees got off to a quick start with a 39-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Moffitt. The extra point by Wolfinger was good, 7-0. Bath, after a few back-and-forth defensive battles, Katy busted a 46-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion run was no good. End of the first quarter, 7-6. Bath leads by one. Back to Bath as they score again. Moffitt on a 10-yard keeper. The extra point was no good on a bad snap. 13-6. Bath maintains the lead. Just before the second or the first half was over, the second quarter, Terrence Dubes on 4th and 4 busted a 40-yard touchdown run, and the two-point conversion to Diaz was good, giving the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers a 14-13 lead over the Bath Fighting Bees, and that is your score at the half, 14-13 home team.
What do you really think was the most critical play there, besides the scoring plays, that really got Lakers into this game?
I think the biggest play, I believe, I'm not remember which player was, it's blank, but didn't Bath have a turnover there? A fumble, I believe. And that really, I think, was the key moment. Outside of that, Bath added to that with some icing on the cake, so to speak, with a ton of penalties. I think that has really been the deciding factor in this game. Bath has really taken their offense and put them in positions that they cannot exceed or excel in. They did convert a 3rd and 20, I believe, on a deep pass, but they're not going to be able to do that all night. Lakers defense is better than that. And if Lakers wouldn't have fumbled the ball twice and turned it over, I really think you could see Lakers with a touchdown lead, an 8-point lead maybe.
Well, it's actually quite similar in the overall offense for both teams. The Bath Fighting Bees have rushed the ball 29 times for 162 yards, passed the ball 7 times for 55 yards, 3 plays in special teams for 24 yards, so just the offense, 36 plays, 217 yards. 39 plays overall with the special team included for 241 yards. 8 penalties on offense for 40 yards, though. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, 20 plays rushing the ball for 154 yards, 8 less than Bath. 1 play in passing was incomplete. 3 plays special teams for 24 yards, identical there. So 21 plays of offense for 154 yards. Bath with the 60-yard advantage there so far. Lakers, though, 0 penalties on offense. And altogether, including the special teams efforts, all-purpose yards, 26 plays, 178 yards altogether. Individually, first for the Lakers, Dustin Katy, 2 carries, 53 yards, and 1 touchdown, mostly in part due to a 46-yard touchdown run, the first score of the night for the green and white. Mauricio Diaz, 12 carries, 49 yards, averaging just over 4 yards a carry. He also had a fumble early in the game, then has since gotten rid of the gloves and seems to be working since. Terrence Dubes, 5 carries, 53 yards, and a 40-yard touchdown run. As part of that, in Brady Post, 1 carry for negative 1 yard. Brady Post is also 0 for 1 in passing. The only pass intended was to Seth Bowles, which fell incomplete. And that's about it for except for the special teams. Brady Post, 1 return for 14 yards. Bowles, 1 return for no yards. And Diaz, 1 return for 10 yards. But punting the ball, Terrence Dubes, 2 punts, 87 yards altogether, an average of 43.5 with a long of 45 yards, especially in this weather.
Oh, Dubes has kept the ball low, and he's angled it away from the return man, getting a lot of forward roll, maximizing those punt value. It looks like his net, he's averaging 43.5 yards per punt with 0 return yards. That is excellent way of flipping field position.
As far as the Fighting Bees on offense, Payne has 4 carries for 18 yards and 1 fumble. Ryan Dress, the big fullback, 8 carries for 59 yards. Richardson, 3 carries for 23 yards. And their quarterback on the keeper, 14 times, 62 yards altogether, including both touchdowns for Bath. Dylan Moffitt, 2 for 7 in passing for 55 yards. And both of those receptions brought in by number 7 for Bath, Cam Ellsworth, a 5'11", 190 wide receiver who's a senior on this Fighting Beast squad. He has 55 yards, a 33-yard reception, and a 22-yard reception. One incomplete pass to Allen, as well three to Payne, and one to Reintrust. So, as the Bath Marching Bees go back.